hymns be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads reverently while we ask the Lord's blessing on this program.
在我们恭敬地低下头，我们请祈求主的赐福。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们都是追求天国的人，求主指教我们，也帮助我们知道怎么样准备天国。主啊，你知道每个人的心里的情况怎么样，你知道每位听众所有的需要是什么，求主按照他们的需要赐给他们。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn in book number 2 to lesson 54.
现在我们翻开第二册的书，第五十四课。
Lesson 54.
第五十四课。
We are studying the second of the Beatitudes today.
我们今天是继续研究这个八福里头的一个福气。
The subject of lesson 54 is Blessed are they that mourn.
第五十四课的题目是哀恸的人有福了。
Christ continued to teach from the mountainside.
基督继续在山边教训人。
The second blessing is recorded in Matthew 5:4.
第二个福气是记载在马太五章四节。
Blessed are they that mourn.
哀痛的人有福了。
For they shall be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
The earth is filled with the sound of grief and mourning.
这世界上充满了忧伤和哀痛的声音。
Years ago, we lived in the city of Tainan.
在一些年以前，我们是住在台南市。
For several months, we rented an apartment.
好几个月之间，我们是租了一间房子。
Above a doctor's clinic.
是在一个医生的诊所的楼上。
During that time, 3 children died.
在那个期间，一共死了三个孩子。
Imagine the grief of those parents.
可以想象到那些父母亲心中的忧伤。
Where is the home which has not experienced the loss of a loved one?
在什么地方有没有经验过丧失亲人的家庭？
Where is a home where no tears have been shed?
在什么地方有没有流过眼泪的家庭？
Can mourning be a blessing?
那么哀痛能够算是一种福气吗？
Some people have had to pass through a sorrowful experience to find God.
有些个人必须要经过一种悲哀的经验才能够寻找上帝。
While in Tainan,
在台南的时候，
My son's friend was killed by a large truck.
我儿子的朋友被一辆大卡车撞死了。
The boy had been to church with my son.
那个孩子曾经跟我的儿子一同到教堂来过。
And enjoyed the services very much.
他也很喜欢那里的聚会。
He urged his widowed mother to go to meetings too.
他也曾经劝他寡居的母亲也来参加聚会。
But she was not interested.
但是他不感觉到有什么兴趣。
The untimely death of her son, her only son,
他这个独生子的夭折
was a terrible blow.
对他是一种可怕的打击。
In her grief, she even wanted to die.
在他忧伤的时候，他甚至于愿意死。
Words of man fail to bring comfort at such a time.
在这种时候，我们人类的言语就没有办法带给他什么安慰。
So we quoted to her the promise of Jesus.
所以我们就向他诉说耶稣基督所说的应许。
I am the resurrection and the life.
复活在我，生命也在我。
He that believeth in me,
凡是信我的人，
though he were dead,
虽然死了，
yet shall he live.
也必复活。
John 11:25。
约翰十一章二十五节。
We assured the mother that her son would be restored to life.
我们向这一个母亲保证说，她的儿子一定会重新得着生命。
At the coming of Christ.
在基督复临的时候。
We encouraged her by saying.
我们鼓励她说。
You may see your son again.
你会看见你，再看见你儿子的。
If you accept the salvation offered to you by the life giver,
只要你接受赐予生命的那一位所要给你的救恩。
It took weeks and months for this lady to fully comprehend this promise.
用了很久的时间，好几个星期，甚至好几个月。这一位妇人才完全地理解这个应许。
But today, she rejoices in the hope of seeing her boy again.
在今天呢，她因为有再见她儿子的希望而非常的快乐。
In her case, we may say with confidence.
在她这个经验之中，我们可以这样说。
Blessed are they that mourn.
哀痛的人有福了。
For they shall be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
However, Christ here is speaking primarily of another kind of sorrow.
而基督在这地方，他主要是提到另外的一种哀痛。
It is sorrow for sin.
乃是为罪而忧伤。
Sin brings sorrow to the heart of God.
罪恶能够使上帝的心难过。
Sin caused the separation of man from his maker.
罪恶使世人与他的创造主隔绝。
It made it necessary for the Son of God to die on the cross.
由于这种情形，所以上帝的儿子就必须在十字架上死。
Sin brings all death.
这个罪恶带来一切的死亡
temporary death
不论是暂时的死
and eternal death
或者是永远的死
sorrow for sin is something we all should feel
这个为罪而有的忧伤是我们每一个人都应该有的一种感觉
since the Bible states
因为圣经说
all have sinned
因为世人都犯了罪
and come short of the glory of God
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
Romans 3:23。
罗马三章二十三节。
Isaiah tells us.
以赛亚告诉我们说。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We have turned everyone to his own way.
个人偏行己路。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah 53:6。
以赛亚五十三章六节。
Even in grief and sorrow for sin,
虽然是为罪而忧伤难过
，there are two kinds mentioned in the Bible.
但是在圣经里面还提到有两种。
It says,
他这样说
，For godly grief produces a repentance.
因为依着上帝的意思忧愁就生出后悔没有后悔的懊悔来
yes, leads to salvation and brings no regret
生出没有后悔的懊悔来以致得救
but worldly grief produces death
但是世俗的忧愁是叫人死
2 Corinthians 7:10
哥林多后书七章十节。
One is godly grief.
有一种是按照上帝的意思忧愁。
And the other a worldly grief.
另外一种是世俗的忧愁。
One leads to salvation and everlasting life.
一个能够领向救恩，得着永远的生命。
The other leads to no change of heart.
另外一种则不能够改变人的心。
And the person perishes eternally.
那个人就会永远的灭亡。
David is a good example of godly sorrow.
按照上帝的意思忧愁，大卫是一个很好的例子。
In the 38th Psalm,
在诗篇第38篇里头，
he tells of his grief over his sins.
他提到他因自己的罪而有的忧伤。
For my iniquities have gone over my head.
我的罪孽高过我的头。
They weigh like a burden too heavy for me.
如同重担叫我担当不起。
All the day I go about mourning.
我终日哀痛。
I confess my iniquity.
我要承认我的罪孽。
I am sorry for my sin.
我还因我的罪忧愁。
David found forgiveness and peace.
大卫得着了赦免和平安。
In Psalm 40 he testified,
在诗篇第40篇他这样见证说，
I waited patiently for the Lord.
我曾经耐性地等候耶和华。
He inclined to me and heard my cry.
他垂听我的呼求。
He drew me up from the desolate pit.
他从祸坑里，
Out of the miry bog,
从淤泥中把我拉上来，
set my feet upon a rock,
使我的脚立在磐石上，
making my steps secure,
使我的脚步稳当。
He put a new song in my mouth,
他使我的口唱新歌，
a song of praise to our God,
就是赞美我们上帝的话。
Many will see and fear,
许多人必看见而惧怕，
and put their trust in the Lord,
并要倚靠耶和华。
The one sorrow is sorrow for the sin.
一种忧伤是为罪而忧伤。
The other is only sorrow for the consequences of sin.
另外一种则不过是为罪恶的后果而忧伤。
Jails and prisons are full of criminals who may be sorry that they were caught.
在牢狱里头可能充满了一些个犯人，他们也许为他们被捕而忧伤。
But not sorry that they did wrong.
但是并不是为他们做错了事情而难过。
Even while in prison,
虽然他们在监狱里头的时候，
they are planning to commit more crimes after they get out.
他们还计划在他们出狱之后要犯更多的罪。
Some people apologize,
有的人这样的抱歉说，
and say they are sorry for doing some wrong.
说是他们因为做错了某些事情而难过。
The truth is that they are only sorry that they were uncovered in the act.
但是事实的真相乃是因为他们在做这件事情的时候被人发觉了。
Sorry for their loss of face.
为他们丢面子而难过。
When a person confesses his sins to God,
一个人要向上帝承认他的罪的时候，
those sins are forgiven.
那些罪过就被赦免了。
They are covered.
被遮掩了。
For Christ's sake,The man is counted righteous.
因为基督的缘故，世人就被称为义。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
得赦免其过。
Whose sin is covered.
遮盖其罪，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity.
凡是心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪，这人是有福的。
And in whose spirit there is no deceit.
如果是他的心里头没有诡诈，就是有福气。
Psalm 32, 1 and 2.
诗篇32篇一二节。
Yes, blessed are we if we mourn over our sins.
是的，如果我们因为我们的罪过而忧伤哀痛，我们就有福了。
For then the God of all comfort,
因为赐各样平安的上帝
will comfort us,
会安慰我们。
May God help us to lament not the penalty of our sin, but sin itself.
唯愿上帝帮助我们，不是为罪的刑罚，而是为罪的本身而悔恨。
Blessed are they that mourn,
哀痛的人有福了。
For they shall be comforted,
因为他们必得安慰。
Now let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 54.
我们现在看第54课的生字。
Total of 10 words.
一共是十个字。
The first one is apartment.
第一个是房子，房屋。
Apartment. Two, grief.
忧伤。
Grief. Three, accept.
接受。
Accept. Four, comprehend.
领悟。
Comprehend. Five, primarily.
原来。
Primarily. Six, desolate.
荒废、凄凉、悲惨。
Desolate.Seven, miry.
黏的泥。
Miry. Eight, bog.
坑，泥坑的坑。
Bog. Nine, apologize.
道歉。
Apologize. Ten, lament.
悔恨
Lament. Let us read the lesson together in English.
现在把这一课用英文再念一遍
Lesson 54. Blessed are they that mourn. Christ continued to teach from the mountainside. The second blessing is recorded in Matthew 5:4.Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The earth is filled with the sound of grief and mourning. Years ago, we lived in the city of Tainan. For several months, we rented an apartment above a doctor's clinic. During that time, 3 children died. Imagine the grief of those parents.Where is the home which has not experienced the loss of a loved one? Where is the home where no tears have been shed? Can mourning be a blessing? Some people have had to pass through a sorrowful experience to find God. While in Tainan, my son's friend was killed by a large truck.The boy had been to church with my son and enjoyed the services very much. He urged his widowed mother to go to meetings too, but she was not interested. The untimely death of her only son was a terrible blow. In her grief, she even wanted to die. Words of man fail to bring comfort at such a time.So we quoted to her the promise of Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We assured the mother that her son would be restored to life at the coming of Christ. We encouraged her by saying, You may see your son again.If you accept the salvation offered to you by the life giver, it took weeks and months for this lady to fully comprehend this promise. But today, she rejoices in the hope of seeing her boy again. In her case, we can say with confidence, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. However, Christ here is speaking primarily of another kind of sorrow. It is sorrow for sin. Sin brings sorrow to the heart of God. Sin caused the separation of man from his Maker. It made it necessary for the Son of God to die on the cross. Sin brings all death, temporary death, and eternal death. Sorrow for sin is something we all should feel, since the Bible states, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Isaiah tells us, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Even in grief and sorrow for sin, there are two kinds mentioned in the Bible. It says, for godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret, but worldly grief produces death. One is a godly grief, and the other a worldly grief. One leads to salvation and everlasting life. The other leads to no change of heart, and the person perishes eternally. David is a good example of godly sorrow. In the 38th Psalm, he tells of his grief over his sins. For my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. All the day I go about mourning. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. David found forgiveness and peace. In Psalm 40 he testified, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. The one sorrow is sorrow for the sin. The other is only sorrow for the consequences of sin. Jails and prisons are full of criminals who may be sorry that they were caught, but not sorry that they did wrong. Even while in prison, they are planning to commit more crimes after they get out. Some people apologize and say they are sorry for doing some wrong. The truth is that they are only sorry that they were uncovered in the act. Sorry for their loss of face. When a person confesses his sins to God, those sins are forgiven. They are covered. For Christ's sake, the man is counted righteous. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Psalm 32, 1 and 2. Yes, blessed are we if we mourn over our sins, for then the God of all comfort will comfort us. May God help us to lament not the penalty of our sin, but sin itself. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Dear friend, today I trust you have received comfort from this lesson.
亲爱的朋友, 我希望你能从今天这一课里头得着安慰。
If we bring our sins to the Lord and confess them,
若是我们将我们的罪放在主的面前, 向他承认,
willing to turn from them,
愿意离开这些罪恶,
the God of all comfort will forgive us,
那赐各种安慰的上帝必要安慰我们,
and fill us with his love,
要将他的爱充满我们。
We will continue the study of the Beatitudes in the next broadcast.
在下一次我们还要继续研究这八福。
May God bless you until that time.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。